Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show, Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one, live from the Allen Brew Market broadcast booth. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, with the Aggies getting set for the season's first area series, hosting the Briarwood Christian Lions here at the Walt this afternoon, and they will travel later in the week to play Briarwood to finish off that series. Sylacauga in the midst of a six-game week as they played Fayetteville last night, Briarwood today, back at home tomorrow against Milan, Tennessee, two more games against Briarwood, and then hopeful Saturday at 11 o'clock right here at the Walt. Ashton Fowler, a tough opponent coming to Sylacauga today, and the Briarwood Lions ranked in the top five inside of Class 5A.
Yeah, this is a big game to start off area here. Nothing easy coming this week. A lot of games, a lot of mental work is going to have to go here by your coaching staff, preparation done here. Got to look at your arms this week. A lot of games thrown, a lot of innings thrown here. So I know we outlasted Rhett Sims yesterday, that is, with Fayetteville. So you're going to have to look, go deep in your bullpen throughout this week and kind of manage those arms and the pitch counts today as on through the week as well.
You mentioned pitching. London Howell getting the start today on the mound. And depending on how the game goes, you might expect to see a couple of the Aggie better arms in this game, depending on what it looks like down the stretch. Potentially Hebson Reynolds, if the Aggies feel like they're in it late, could see him. We did throw Rhett Sims last night, who pitched a great game on the road at Fayetteville, with the Sylacauga Aggies falling by a score 4-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fayetteville with a walk-off win. We'll go ahead and give you around the Aggie infield. It'll be London Howell on the mound, Judson Howell behind the dish, D. O'Neill at third, J.D. Tyler at short, Jet Clary at second, Hebson Reynolds at first, Ballard in left, Lincoln Kirk in center, and Connor Tampling in right. So a lefty on the mound for the Aggies against this really tough to deal with Briarwood. 1-9, they can really hit it. And of course, Briarwood, traditionally, Ashton, we've known this going back over a decade together doing this now. They're going to have some good arms to throw at you as well.
Yeah, known for their arm talent on the mound. They're going to have some guys with the high 80s, even up into the mid-90s. You get that one special guy every now and then. But these guys come well prepared. They're a top-tier team every year. I think they're top five in Class 5A this year. So it's going to be a tough task for the Aggies to come through. But they're mentally focused. They've come off a good week of baseball. They're going to have to come in hot and stay hot and have a solid seven innings of gameplay today.
That'll wrap up today's Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. We'll have first pitch when we come back between Sylacauga and Briarwood. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Robbie Paulson.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Try
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're a member owner. We provide personalized service, local lending decisions, and competitive rates to help you buy a home, finance a vehicle, or reach your financial goals. We're proud to serve Central Alabama and invest in the communities we call home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Visit us today at CoosaPinesFCU.org or stop by one of our branches located in Chelsea, Childersburg, Pell City, Vincent, and Sylacauga. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Baseball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Baseball is presented by AltaPoint Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back at the Walt, getting set for today's first pitch between Sylacauga and Briarwood. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health. We are in the Allen Brew Market broadcast booth. London Howell getting his final warm-up toss in as he'll face off against Houston Hartsfield, Jamison Barnes, Robbie Paulson, and J.H. Baker, the first four to the plate for the Briarwood Christian Lions. Beautiful day, 81, and partly cloudy, but the sun on full blast right now, right into the face of the press box here at the Walt. As we are preparing for today's first pitch, stepping into the box is Houston Hartsfield, the center fielder. Briarwood in blue tops, white pants, Aggies in the cream today, as this one is over the head of Hartsfield, saved from the backstop by Judson Howell, a 1-0 count early. It's a very dangerous top of the order, and the speedster will lead things off. Houston Hartsfield, pitch number two, Howell upstairs, two balls, no strikes.
You're going to see a lot of size here, a lot of six foot and up players coming here, so you're getting it up top and tall here with these guys is a hard task, so got to get it down beside them.
Lefty on lefty, Hartsfield yet to see a strike, 3-0. Definitely want to try to keep Hartsfield off base. leadoff base runners can tend to kill you in these area series. The 3-0, a called strike at the knees. Good-looking pitch from Howell, now 3-1.
Yeah, big problem Aggies have when they face these big run deficits is when they've gotten the lead runners on base here each game.
This one hit in the air to center. Going back is Kirk, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So a good comeback at bat there pitching-wise for London Howell. Got down 3-0 in the next two pitches. Gets a called strike and a pop out to center. Played perfectly by Lincoln Kirk.
Yeah, it's just something he threw the fastball right over the plate. Made sure he didn't put him on bag. Trust his defense behind him. Good job.
Aggies and Lions today here at the Walt. Last year getting back in the same area with Briarwood. It was the first time the two teams, if I'm not mistaken, played a game against each other since the 2019 postseason as an 0-2 count to Jamison Barnes, the catcher. The 0-2, Howell will kick and fire, gets a ground ball left side of the infield, takes a tough hop, a late hop off the chest of O'Neill. And an error will put the first base runner of the game on for Briarwood. And those are some that you, it's a tough play, Ashton, but you feel like you got to have it.
Yeah, tough play. I think he waited just a millisecond too long. Maybe should have gloved it up and cut that hop off just a bit before it took that nasty one. So, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda there. Tough break for the Aggies.
Three-hole hitter Robbie Paulson. Pickoff throw to first. Be able to keep him a little closer on the bases with London Howell being a lefty in this game. It's Paulson at the dish in the back of the right-handed batter's box. Howell checking on first. And then a called strike on a breaking ball for Howell.
And that's a beautiful job there throwing away from that right-handed batter. Last-minute breaking ball.
Howell set and ready to go. An 0-1 count. He'll make his way to the batter here up top, now 1-1 with a runner at first, one out in the top of the first inning. If you're listening on radio, we are live on the Sylacauga High School Athletics YouTube channel. The 1-1 will get him in a rundown. The throw to second for Reynolds a little late, so we throw behind the speed-up runner for the catcher, and they still find a way to get to second base. We'll try to get the number on the speed-up runner here. We did find our binoculars this week. That is number 18, Wes Cunningham, running at second.
Yeah, pickoff throw as he fouls that one off down the first baseline. Just on the opposite side of Hebson, so he, as a left-handed thrower, he had to spin almost a complete 360 to get that ball out of his hand. So just too much time taken there to get over by that speedster, Wes, on the pinch runner.
One ball, two strikes. Howell will circle his way to the back of the mound. Baker, the DH in the on-deck circle. The 1-2, Howell checking on second. Cleary getting back in his spot as this one's lifted in the air. Right side could be trouble. Tampling on the run, can't get there. One hops the wall. Cunningham just now getting the third, but he'll score with no problem. So an E5 to put the first base runner on the game for Briarwood. Quickly turns into a Lion run after a RBI double for Robbie Paulson.
Tough break there for the Aggies right off the fence. Connor Templin got a good job of getting it in with a strong arm there, cutting him down to two. Easily could have been three if it misplayed there. But, again, air had him on the bag, and down goes the run for the Aggies.
So Paulson trades places with Cunningham, and he's at second base with one out. A lefty on lefty. Howell against the DH Bakers. That one's lined foul up the third baseline. And that series for the Aggies right there, Ashton, kind of an epitome of how the season has gone. An easy infield ground ball that should have been an out, and a run comes around to score. Now you're battling from behind early in an area game against Briarwood, who's already tough enough to beat. If you don't give them a few easy ones, as Howell now head 0-2 after a called strike.
Yeah, it's just the predominant, you know, reverse domino effect, if you will, that you don't want to see. And, you know, we have to start out and play those full seven innings, as I talked about on the pregame show.
Check swing, got him to go. Got to throw it down to first. Reynolds taking it off the dirt. Howell getting throw down to first for out number two. So a strikeout swinging.
Now batting number five, Daniels.
So a strikeout and a pop out for Howell. And that's a big one, because that's one of the better hitters in this order, J.H. Baker. Here's Parker Daniels, the first baseman. Seems like they just get taller as they go one through five. Here we go. A light hold at second. First pitch a little low. 1-0 count. It's Daniels, then Charles Dedmon, the right fielder, on deck. As we do have a little cloud coverage, giving everybody a break from the sun here at the Walt. Howell checking on second. He'll make his move here. 1-0. Hit hard. Ground ball. This one picked perfectly by Debo, the throw to first. And the Aggies will get out of the inning with the lone run for Briarwood. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. Sylacauga trailing 1-0. J.D. Tyler, Red Sims, London Howell, D. O'Neill to the plate when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Aggies fueled by Allen Brew Market. Bottom of the first inning. Aggies trail 1-0. It'll be J.D. Tyler to lead things off. You'll get one final warm-up throw for Briarwood, who's in blue tops, white pants. Aggies in cream jerseys, black pinstripes. At home today, but J.D. Tyler coming to the plate.
Leading off for the Aggies, shortstop number 10, J.D.
With one of my favorite walkout songs.
Gotta love it. Who is it?
Who's the singer or who's the wrestler?
No, the wrestler.
Okay, yeah, well, you know I know that answer. I was going to ask you. Is J.D. behind on an early fastball?
Don't get Google out now.
I mean, that's Shane McMahon, but I'm trying to make sure I have the pitchers correct on here. That's Ivan Hand, the pitcher. Excuse me, had a tough time reading my own handwriting as this one is hopped over to second. J.D. booking it up the line, but not in time at first. Quick out for the Aggies. As here's Rhett Sims.
An aggressive plate appearance there by J.D. Tyler. He's always been one to be aggressive. You know, you get that by, good to see by a sophomore hitter.
Rhett Sims not playing in the field today after a valiant effort pitching against the Fayetteville Wolves last night. He's in the DH slot. For Briarwood, Paulson at third, Lanier at short, Schrader at second. As we'll give you this, that is a strike called on Sims. And yeah, Parker Daniels over at first. And of course, Jamison Barnes behind the plate. 0-2, now to Rhett. Nobody on, and a 1-0 Briarwood lead. They're coming right at us. 1-2. Working fast is Ivan Hand.
Yeah, no time between these pitches.
That one's high and out. Two balls, two strikes to the Aggie two-hole hitter. London Howell on deck. Here's the pitch upstairs. So Rhett works this back to a 3-2 as you're getting that mid-80s. Maybe a little more fastball from Ivan Hand, who's set and ready to go. The 3-2, that one foul back, staying alive is Sims. Well, he can really rear back and throw it. Bring your gun up here? Your speed gun.
There we go. You know, such a short stature he looks like. You know, he's got a compact throw by that. I mean, he's not really rearing all the way back when he throws that as Rhett fouls another one off to stay alive. He's got a short throwing motion, but that mid-80s form, you know, it's very deceiving to expect that kind of velocity from that arm motion.
You never know with you. I do have to clarify, speed gun, 3-2. That one's in tight, and Rhett Sims.
Oh my goodness,
that was high and tight, and they'll send Sims back to the dugout on what should have been a ball four. Are you kidding me?
I mean, he had to move his arms up out of the way and avoid to get hit.
Pitcher number 16,
goodness.
London Powell.
So the Aggies, two up, two down so far in the first inning. Howell in the box, hits one sharply over to first. The bouncer gets away from Daniels, and the Aggies do get a base runner. A hard hit hopper went off the chest of Daniels, and London Howell finds his way on base. And here's DeMarcion O'Neill looking to do a little more than move him around. You're playing a team like Briarwood, Ashton. You start to think, how many hits in a row can we manufacture? That's why you need some base runners on base early in innings, which would have been great if we would have got the call for Rhett Sims two batters ago.
Early momentum's key in these games, continuous momentum. You got to manage it.
Here's Hand. Hit hard on the ground, straight to third. Paulson pops up, fires the first for out number three. So the Aggies, no runs, no hits, one error in the bottom of the first inning. We'll go top two. Briarwood leading it 1-0 here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
6-7-8 in the order for Briarwood in the top of the second inning. Deadman Hand Schroeder. First pitch strike for Howell. Lions lead it 1-0. Yeah, instead of giving an easy 6-7 right there, I'm going to start saying middle of the order. Here's a high chopper to JD. Has to go down to the dirt to get it. Makes a strong throw, and the Aggies get the out. Oh, what a play from JD popping up from the dirt. And with the arm strength to get that to Reynolds for out number one.
Yeah, that was one of those tweeners. You didn't know whether to come up and cut it off or sit back and wait on that one. So he kind of met that in the middle and managed to make up for that with his arm strength. So good job there.
Here's the pitcher, Ivan Hand. A chance to get a little better look at him closer to us here in the batter's box with an 0-1 count.
Yeah, no short stature by any means, just the arm motion because it's a big kid.
The 0-1 curveball from Howell, now 0-2. 302 from London. A little high and tight on Ivan Hand. Now probably looking to come back away with a 1-2 pitch. Here it is, 1-2, back up the middle for a base knock. The second base hit of the game for Briarwood is a one-out single with Camden Schroeder coming to the plate.
Now batting number 21, Schroeder.
So a runner at first and one out. Aggies down 1-0. Schroeder, the second baseman, he'll square to bunt, and he pops it up in the air. Foul out of the reach of DeMarcion O'Neill, who came charging in. They did get a speed-up runner for the pitcher over at first. That's 27. Brant Aho. Well, it depends on how you pronounce that, Ashton. Aho, Aho, A-H-O. Nothing in one. See if they square again. The pickoff throw to first just to try to keep him honest over at first. Aho diving back in.
Yeah, third base creeping up on the grass a little. Hoping to get that pop fly again to try to get an easy out here.
Howell to the batter, blocked up by Judson, keeps it in front of the plate, 1-1. Getting around the Aggie infield, O'Neill at third, J.D. Tyler at short, Jet Clary at second, Reynolds at first, Judson behind the plate, London on the mound, Ballard in left, Kirk in center, Connor Tampling in right. So we're in the second inning. There, called strike. Well, I was about to say they rung Rhett Sims up on the same type of pitch on the other side of the plate last inning. We needed that one. Now it's 1-2. Pickoff throw again. That one was probably closer than Briarwood would have liked. Good tag applied by Reynolds, just a little late.
You know, it makes you grateful for some of the umpires that are a little more verbal when you get something like this. It makes you wonder what the call is every time.
1-2, runs outside. Yeah, nothing like having a quiet ump behind the plate where nobody knows what the call is. Yep. 2-2. Pitch, hard hit ground ball, right side. Clary going to take the out at first, and it was a good play. Reynolds on the stretch making the catch. So Briarwood with a runner in scoring position, but now two outs.
Yeah, great job by Clary. The momentum was taken that way. He had to run towards first and already passed the runner to make that play. So you get that guaranteed out. Don't chance it and try to turn your body and throw to second.
Nine-hole hitter Brooks Allred at the plate. First delivery for London, a little outside. 1-0. The start of area play got here quickly, already in the month of April tomorrow. There's a called strike. 1-1. The Aggies will, on April Fool's Day, I was hoping it was a joke at first, they'll play a State of Tennessee Class 4A semifinal team from a year ago. Here at the Walt, former assistant coach Taylor Patterson bringing his Milan Bulldogs down to the Marble City on their spring break. Is that pitch outside 2-1?
I was going to say, we ever figure out if that was just a return trip from their spring break or something?
They're actually staying on Lake Martin. They'll play us, Fayetteville. They'll play Vincent tonight, us tomorrow, and then Fayetteville on Thursday to finish out a three-game stretch. As that one is ripped foul and out of play. Think about Fayetteville. They scheduled a game on the same day they have an area game, so they're hoping to sweep Winterboro and then Tuesday, Thursday, then have an arm or two left to face off with the Milan Bulldogs. 2-2 is...
What in the world are they staying on Lake Martin? Expensive.
I got some NIL money up there. 2-2 running outside. 3-2. I do know Brantley Brasher, an assistant for the Milan Bulldogs. Remember Brantley from a couple years ago?
BB. Yep. I didn't know that.
BB on that staff, a really good baseball team. The 3-2, ball four, works outside. Now back to the top of the order, man. Houston Hartsfield, who flew out to center. His first and only plate appearance, leading off the ball game. You're going to have a lot of former Aggies here to see Brantley tomorrow, as you can imagine. Probably doesn't get a lot of chances to make it home coaching baseball in the state of Tennessee. Owns a couple of those squads with like Logan Corbett, the Basinger twins, and a few of those guys. Aiden Cochran, a good group of kids. Hard to imagine they're all like 23 years old now.
Out of college, doing their own thing.
Pitch low for Howell to Hartsfield. And they don't get much better than Brantley Brasher. I know they're really enjoying him at Milan High School. Swing and a miss, strike one. 1-1 with two outs here in the top of the second inning. A 1-0 Briarwood lead. The Aggies trying to keep it that way. At the top of the order at the plate for Briarwood. Howell checks on second, looks at first. He'll kick and fire. Curveball. Ooh, just missed inside.
Man, same call for
2-1.
Same spot for Rhett. Different call. You just see he's in the middle of the box, though, and Rhett was hugging the inside of it. So that's one of your differences there.
2-1 fouled back. 2-2 back into the net.
So although pitch was hugging the player was in the middle of the box versus the inside.
Next week's area series will be on Tuesday start at Clay Central. Really only 3 weeks of this season left before the state baseball playoffs. That one over the head. Caught by Howell. That's a big catch by Judson behind the plate to keep that from the backstop. 3-2 with two outs. Runners are going to be moving. Hartsfield at the plate, the leadoff batter. Here's the pitch. Where did it miss? Bases are now juiced for Jamison Barnes.
Now batting number 12, Barnes.
Tough miss there to load him up for Barnes, who hit that got on by an error, Debo, last time. We want to see if we can get it out here. Again, right there, belt high, down the middle of the plate. The umpire's just not liking it. Apparently, he's got the new strike zone for us. I'm just not sure, Jeremy.
They have two hits in the game, but the bases are full. Inside for Howell here, 2-0. You got to pitch to him, obviously, but you don't want to miss badly and leave one over the plate. They're 2-6, probably as good as anybody in 5A, and we did a pretty good job against them the first go-around. Got a check swing and a no-go. Now a 3-0 count. Well, you got to throw a strike here. You will probably see fastball. Howell's 3-0, skips to the plate. And a run comes in, 2-0 Briarwood in the top of the second. Coach Adam Brewer going to call time and come talk to his pitcher. Good time to remember the Aggie Sports Network, brought to you by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Coosa Pines FCU, where you belong. As the entire infield will come in and meet on the mound, Ashton, this is a place where the Aggies have been a lot this year, an early potential breaking point. Can you keep the floodgates from breaking open here with the Briarwood Lions, bases loaded and two outs? You need an out to get back into the dugout. If you get an out here, feels like you even though you just gave up a run, build a little momentum. If you give up a base hit.
Yeah, the issues have been the one inning. The Aggies have always had that one inning go against them where the other teams had an explosion, where they capitalize on Aggie errors or walks or whatever it may be. And we don't want it to shape up here and be that inning. The Aggies have to defeat that, get past it, and have one of their own on offense.
I think you're spot on. That was the bottom of the seventh last night against Fayetteville. One that got away. Howell gets a foul ball, lifted out of play. 2-0 Briarwood lead, 0-1 count to Robbie Paulson, the third baseman for the Lions.
He doubled off the fence, right field fence, I believe, last at bat.
Yeah, went opposite field. It was a long run for Tampling. The 0-1 hit deep left, foul. 0-2. This is a big pitch now coming for London. Got a little wiggle room. You're ahead 0-2. See if we can give him something to chase here.
Yeah, you definitely want to throw it. Do not want to throw it over the plate on this one.
Here's a pitch. I like it. Blocked up by Johnson. Gave his catcher a chance to make a play on it. 1-2.
Still here. You want to stay away. You know, get in the corner somewhere, away from his strength. Make him work for it.
Howell, the tan mitt. On the chest from the windup. Up top on the curveball, 2-2.
Not a bad idea. He wanted that to drop a little bit more, but at the same time, you don't want it to hang and miss. So he threw it a little high.
The black bill pulled down towards the eyes. The 2-2. Must have broken a tad early and missed low. It's Paulson works the count full after being down 0-2. Runners will be moving. 3-2 with two outs. Howell again from the windup. The pitch is ball four.
Now looks like he 20, Baker.
Well, kind of took some off of that one, Jeremy. I don't know if he was trying to place it too much on there. Just didn't look like his normal release there on that one.
Three nothing Lions. Three runs on just two hits. Aggies have made an error. Briarwood's made an error. First pitch of this at bat to the designated hitter, Baker, is outside. It's a 1-0 count with two outs.
Baker's Howell's only strikeout of the night so far.
Outside, 2-0. Both runs in this inning coming with two outs. Beautiful new scoreboard. Nice little school branding. Silicaga Aggie baseball logo on the board. That's not pink and won't fade. I like it. That one is outside, 3-0. I gotta give him something here, 3-0. Gets a strike called at the knees, 3-1. Lefty on lefty, Howell trying to battle back. This one is hit over the head of Clary into right center. One run will score. Two runs will score. 5-0 Briarwood with runners on the corners. Good piece of hitting there. Got one middle in and took it right where it was thrown.
Yeah, great stereotypical hitting. Hit with the balls thrown. You know, Howell had to do something there. He wasn't going to walk another one. He pitched over the plate. I mean, you just do what you had to do on that one. It's just a great piece of hitting. Right into the gaps, nothing missed there.
Yeah, and that's.
But you just, again, that would have been a double. You just have to take away those walks that preceded that, and we wouldn't have been in that sort of a situation.
5-0 Lions, and that's their best hitter at the plate. Here's Parker Daniels. I mean, they're 2-6. Really, 1-6 can really give you problems. Bottom of the order came through here in the second for them. There's a called strike.
Ninth hitter of the inning here.
That's true, because we started it off with a good old 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
Outside with a fastball, now 1-1. A lot of pitches for London Hywel here in the second inning. We've been so close to getting out of this inning a couple times. Oh, that's 2-1.
Go, London, you got it. You can do it.
This one clubbed foul, 2-2. Briarwood with a 5-0 lead, top two. Remind everybody, softball, Shelby County at home Thursday. We will have that game for you. Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman on YouTube, Facebook, and Mix 106.5. It's that one. Where did that one miss?
Beautiful breaking ball. I mean, had the hitter frozen. Goodness gracious.
There's a 3-2. Pickoff throw over to first. Feels like another big pitch. The 3-2, ball four.
Now batting number 22, Detman.
You know, a lot of options to weigh, because you do have two more potential games against Briarwood, at least one more this week. And I know your focus definitely isn't on anything tomorrow with an out-of-state team coming in. You'll see a lot of different arms in that one, but
that's why you're probably still seeing Howell still in the game right now. You're not rushing to replace and use any more arms currently, just because of the expectation of what's going on the rest of the week right now.
That one behind the batter. Judson able to chase it down.
But at some point, you will need to, you know, assess the situation and maybe put one of your younger arms in and see what they can do in this situation. But again, we're looking at 5-0. The game's not out of reach. We got a lot of ball game left to play here. We're not cutting ties.
2-0. Outside 3-0. There's a called strike on a 3-0 count. Just a beautiful day at Walton Cruz Field. 80 degrees, sunny, slight breeze blowing in right now. Called strike two. Charles Dedman, the right fielder at the plate, reaches for one foul as the runners move in on a 3-2. Here's the pitch, fouled off the batter. And here we go, a little late call, but that one went off the thigh of Dedman. Hit his back leg and bounced forwards.
No call with his hands until the pitcher almost had the ball in his glove. I mean, he might have said something verbally on the field, but goodness gracious.
And There's ball four, another run coming in. 6-0 Briarwood. Trying to see the field umpire. Looks like it's Billy Paul.
Really?
I don't know. I got bad
eyes. I thought
he
was done. Is he still doing?
Oh, yeah, that is Billy Paul. I probably wish he was behind the plate in this one. There's a called strike. 0-1. Ivan Hand trying to really help himself out here with bases loaded in the second inning. Gets underneath one, fouled back. He's down 0-2. The 0-2 pitch up top. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
Just didn't break far enough there.
Aggie's trying to get back in the dugout. So that one left upstairs, 2-2. A 6-0 Briarwood lead, second inning. Howell will kick and fire low, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Hand underneath. Fouled off out of play. We'll do it again. 3-2. 2 outs. A 6-0 Briarwood lead. In the top of the second inning. 6 runs on 3 hits and 1 error for the Aggies.
No action in the Bluebell bullpen that I see.
Hand a liner. Snagged by Reynolds, and the Aggies finally out of this inning. Briarwood puts up 5 here in the second, and the Aggies have some work to do as we go bottom two. 6-0 Briarwood. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Bottom two, Reynolds with a 1-1 count. The Aggies will go 5-hole hitter right here, Hepson Reynolds, and then Justin Howell, Jet Clary, as we trail 6-0, bottom two. Hand has this one hit in the air to left. Coming over is All Red to make the catch. Well, I tell you, Ivan Hand went out there, Ashton, threw 4 warm-up pitches and said he was ready to go after that long layoff between innings, and he was the final batter.
Yeah, I mean, no adrenaline needed, I guess. Just needed to go and get after it before he catches breath or anything.
Here's Judson Howell just put in a lot of work behind the dish there in the top half of the second.
Somebody that might need a little break.
Upstairs from Hand. You know, Hand might have got some of the adrenaline going from leaving the bases loaded. Coming right back there with a fastball low.
I mean, no worry about the pitch clock here.
Here's the pitch outside. From the windup, Hand gets a called strike.
And again, almost 50 minutes in. We're in the bottom of the second, Jeremy.
And there's ball four to Howell. So the Aggies, their second base runner. One on a walk, one on an error. Here's Jet Clary to the plate. Trying to get some runners moved around. Speed up runner for Judson Howell.
Now batting number two, second baseman Jet Clary.
That'll be Gavin Vick to run at first. As Clary, that one's trouble, gets down and right. A perfectly placed little blooper into right field, and the Aggies with two early base runners here in the bottom half of the second inning.
All right, let's see if we can keep this going. See that Knights of aggressiveness, not overly aggressive. They're swinging at the right pitches, doing the right things. They're not letting the moment get too big for them.
Jackson Ballard.
There's Jackson Ballard, the freshman. With a runner in scoring position. Two men on base. Ballard taking a strike. Nothing in one count. And one out, 6-0 Briarwood. Here's the pitch. Called strike two.
Ballard's got to get in there and give him something to look at. He's getting his stance out wide and needs to narrow it down just a bit.
Ballard goes down on three pitches. Two outs here in the second.
It was all a dream. I used to read word up.
There's Connor Tampling.
Now
then back to the top of the order with J.D. Tyler.
Tampling.
Yankees need a base hit. They need something good to go down here in the second inning after giving up five to Briarwood in the top half of this frame. As fastball upstairs from Hand. One ball, no strikes, two outs. We got Vic at second, Jack Clary over at first. One hit in the game for Silicaga at the plate here, bottom two. Tampling, chopped backwards.
I think the umpire's just, this is there. I mean, goodness gracious.
One and one.
You know, the Aggies need to kind of make that their batter's box. I think they're jumping in and just getting ready for the pitcher. They need to call time and mess his momentum up some. Oh, my. He just called that a strike.
Tampling had to lean out of the way of it.
On around his neck, Jeremy.
I mean, unless he's got a mid-80s slider and that one broke late, that's just not a strike. Here we go. 1-2, swinging strike three. No tag Tampling here for the final out. We'll go to the third. Briarwood leads at 6-0. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
One in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
New pitcher for the Aggies, Corbett Castleberry, who came in the seventh yesterday against Fayetteville. He's got an 0-1 count. 8-9-1. It'll be Schroeder Allworth back to the top of the Lions order with Hartsfield. Now 1-1. Aggies trail 6-0. Here as we start the third inning. Briarwood, just the three hits. That'll make it number four, unless it's a long run for Tampling. It's off his glove and gets to the wall. He'll get a double here to lead off the second. A good effort for Connor Tamplin. Can't ask for much more. Just passed his outstretched glove and right.
Yep, and perfect gap shot right in between them.
And tough for us to see with the sun bearing down on the press box, but all you could really see was the shadow of Tamplin laying out, giving it all he could there to try to keep Briarwood out of scoring position to start the third. A runner at second and no outs. Here's Brooks Allred.
Another curve.
That has been a strike.
Right in the sweet spot. But
when the Aggies are at the plate all game long, and I just don't know how it's not called a strike here. Here's the pitch from Castleberry up top.
I mean, he's forcing the hand of the pitcher to throw it right down the pipe. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'd find a little scratch on this one. Here we go. That one's out of play. The runner at second and no outs. Good day for baseball. It's kind of had pretty good weather all week. Yesterday, I'll say that. Now Wednesday's turned into a lightning bolt on my app over here, Ashton. Maybe we'll get a little sunshine around 4:35 o'clock tomorrow. Looks like it's just going to be cloudy. Maybe that rains a little later on in the day. As Corbett's going to step off. Again, we play a team from Tennessee tomorrow here at home. Later in the week, doubleheader at Briarwood. Saturday, 11 o'clock, first pitch here at the Walk. That was called a strike. 2-2. We play the Hopeful Bulldogs, a return trip from Hopeful, as we went up there earlier in the year, competed our tails off, just came up a little short. Breaking ball, 3-2.
He's hitting his spots. I mean, that's where they're supposed to go, right there, freezing the batter up. Batter's on the inside line of the batter's box. I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Really loving out here with the top of the order coming up next. As Allred takes ball four, 2-1, no outs.
Now batting number 7, Hartsfield.
A ton of free bases for Briarwood here in the two full innings, and now no outs, 7 walks, an error. Tough to hang with a squad like Briarwood. That one's inside. 6-0 Lions. 6 runs on 4 hits and an error for the Aggies out in the field. That one's hit high in the air. Short left field. Ballard there and makes the catch for the out. Get a little pitch to get him to pop up.
Now you got some wiggle room, do a few different things. Maybe put your middle infield in a double play depth and look for that middle twist if it's hit perfect, and then you still got your corners up to get that out over at first or force it third. Opens up some possibilities here.
One and oh count.
Right over the head of Debo.
That one's going to score a run. And the play at third will get him. So good hustle and left. Gun the runner down at third base, but it is a 7-0 Briarwood lead.
Yeah, hard hit ball right into the dirt, or into the grass, I should say, and jumped about 10 foot over Debo's head. Nothing he could do there. Ballard comes up short field in the outfield and guns the second runner down at third base. So good job by Jackson being paying attentive there and gunning him out.
Here's Paulson at the plate. Runner at second. Called strike for Corbett Castleberry. 0-1 with two outs. Outside with that one, now 1-1. Yeah, Castleberry, a promising arm, just a young guy, freshman.
Big guy. I mean, 6'4", 6'5".
Paulson will wag the bat, get set in the box. The pitch from Corbett, called strike. Now 1-2. That's just one thing you got to have. As you get you, as good of a hitting team as Briarwood is, you have to throw strikes. Corbett's been able to do this here in the first, much like Howell did back, excuse me, here in the third, much like London did back in the first inning.
Yeah. It's that one inning you always got to eliminate here for the Aggies.
Two, chopped foul. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Three-hole hitter Paulson at the dish. Hard hit, ground ball, hops into the glove of O'Neill, the throw. Got away.
Yeah, bouncing throw, come up short hopped at first. Looks like he hasn't had it in his glove and just come out at the last minute. Almost had it long enough to count as a transfer, but did not hold his hand over the glove to be a transfer eligible play, drop, that is.
It did have a high hop on it, but I thought we had plenty of time to make a strong throw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second error on the Aggies in the game. 7-0 lead for Briarwood. Best hitter in the order, here's Baker. I think he drove in 2 runs his last time up.
Yes,
he did. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout and 2 ribbies. There's a called strike. Oh, Howell throwing back to third. Out of the glove of O'Neill. Boy, if we make the catch there, they're out of the inning.
Yeah, I don't think that was been expected, but, you know, always got to expect the ball, especially when you got a runner on your back.
You got an 0-1 count to Baker. Runners at second and third now. In tight. On Baker, 1-1. That was a good play on that first pitch of this at bat for Highwood, just to keep it near the plate to keep the runner from scoring. The 1-1 with two in scoring position in the third inning, leaving the breaking ball. Now 2-1. Baker up in the air to second, long run for Clary, coming over Tampling, and it got down. Sliding in from third, and the run is safe. Just absolutely in a Bermuda Triangle out there between Clary, Tampling, and Lincoln Kirk, and nobody able to get there.
I felt like Kirk had the beat on it, but he must have just gotten called off there at the last minute, as Tampling had more speed than all of them coming in hot, and I think, you know, he felt that he had the beat on it the most, but looks like nobody got there in time.
So 9-0 Briarwood in the third. Throw, pickoff throw, got away. It was low. Reynolds with no chance on it. Moving up is Baker.
Parker's also, he was, Debo got him out the first time, 5-3 play, and looks like he got a double the second at bat.
The 0-1.
I mean, it's tough to critique your pitcher on, hey, hit a better spot. You know, you can't tell him to do anything better than that. Tell him to throw it low and away, and he's doing just that.
Hard hit. O'Neill pops up, throws, and we'll get out of the inning. 9-0. Briarwood will go bottom three. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own, because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Aggie Sports Network, driven by Wright Tire and Service, as we're in the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order up for the good guys is J.D. Tyler to lead things off. The 1-2-3 in the order. Yankees down big as Tyler behind here goes down on three pitches. Here's Red Sims, who probably should have earned himself a leadoff. Excuse me, a walk his first time up. Got a called strike three on a questionable pitch that was well inside on the belt. Here's Red Sims. We'll step into the box.
Hour in right now, top of the third.
One and oh to Rhett. You got London on deck, and then D. O'Neill. As Rhett pushes one over foul towards the Briarwood dugout.
Again, you know, they depends on the umpires again. You know, I'm not gonna put any trust here, but look at our players behind the perimeter, and you got Briarwood just kind of nilly-dilly out there in front, leaned against the other side. Just, you know, one of their players just got hit with that foul ball. It's, you know, what's the barrier there for you? And the umpire just told him to get behind the barrier. So I think they're listening, Jeremy.
they have the broadcast on. The Aggies 2 outs and 6 pitches here in the bottom of the third. 9-0 Briarwood leads it. London Howell coming up. He reached on an E3 his first time. That was a hard hit ball over to Daniels at first for the Aggies' first base runner of the game. London's going to try to give us something with 2 outs. That one to the backstop. The first real errant pitch we've seen from Hand so far through 2 2/3. Howell underneath, out of play. A ball and a strike and 2 outs. As Howell again hits one hard but foul this time. Grounded towards first base.
Again, umpires holding time for the player to get back. I think the rule is you got to have a helmet if you go down after a foul ball, which he did not have.
The 1-2 fouled back. I'm impressed by your knowledge of the rule book, Ashton.
You know, just stuff sticks with you, I guess.
Now if he would listen to you on the strike zone,
we'd be set.
We'd be good. Here we go, the 1-2.
Get through.
Softly hit left side, taken in by Paulson, who made the throw look easy from third as he was moving to his left. That'll do it for the Aggies in the third. We'll go top four. 9-0, Briarwood on top.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
To the experts you can trust at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. The official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
We're in the top of the fourth inning. Briarwood at the plate with a 9-0 lead. Corbett Castleberry back out there. This will be Emerson Yates batting in the sixth slot for Charles Dedman.
All
1-1 count. Briarwood leading at 9-0 here as we start the fourth. 9 runs on 6 hits and 1 error for Briarwood, and then no runs, 1 hit, 3 errors for the Aggies. Through 3, 1-2 for Corbett Castleberry is low to Howell, 2-2.
Yeah, you'll start seeing some pinch hitters, maybe some position changes here for Briarwood as they're cycling in some of their players, taking advantage of the run deficit here.
Got a 3-2 count. You got Ivan Hand in the on-deck circle. He's, unfortunately for us, not coming out, it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
That one fouled off. 3-2. So we have baseball today, tomorrow on the Aggie Sports Network. Softball on Thursday with Shelby County coming over to Pinecrest Park for an area matchup. A couple soccer games next week. And here's a call at strike 3. For round number 1.
Now batting number 24, Hand.
And Ivan Hand stepping into the box. Here's Corbett from the windup. Lifted out. No balls and a strike and 1 out.
Last at bat, had the hot shot over there to Hepson.
With the bases loaded too.
Yeah.
Good snag by Reynolds over at first base. The 0-1 breaking ball that stays high. Ball and a strike, 1 out. Top of the 4th inning. Again, a scheduled 4:30 first pitch tomorrow against Milan, Tennessee. 2-1. Castleberry not able to get over the top of these last couple pitches, have all been high. Now 3-1. And you get a swinging strike 2. And there's the payoff. And back-to-back K's looking for Corbett Castleberry here in the fourth.
Now batting number 16.
Good to see from young freshman pitcher up there facing somebody like Briarwood.
This will be Tucker Hollingsworth wearing the number 16 in blue. Call strike for Corbett Castleberry. That's one thing Corbett will do for you. He will fill up the zone.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
Probably lacks a little varsity experience, obviously, being a young player, but he's got an 0-2 here. A 9-0 Briarwood lead. 2 outs, top 4. Lions at the dish. Here we go with the 0-2.
Pretty.
Struck out the side looking. Got all 3 of them as we'll go bottom 4. Briarwood leading it. 9-0. Aggies to the plate when we come back.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Right Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicon.
We will go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Aggies at the plate with DeMarquion O'Neal. An 0-1 count to Debo as he gets underneath one, skies it in the air to left center, and calling for it is Allred for out number one. Well, good piece of hit from Debo. Just got a little too far underneath. Here's Hebson Reynolds, who went complete game on Thursday of last week as the now Aggies 10-run ruled McAdory.
Hebson Reynolds.
Big game for Hebson, who's had a really solid year on the mound for the Aggies. And Ashton, if you comment, congratulations, Hebson. It's go ahead and tell you, it's going to auto correct it to Henson, so you got to double check.
Yeah, it'll get you.
I'm like, oh,
we'll just say.
Don't do that on Facebook.
Yeah, grammar Nazis will get you.
1-2. Right, Ivan Hand still rearing back and throwing that mid-80s fastball as he brings that one. Might have been high 80s as Reynolds able to stay alive. Our protective swing, now 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Here's Judson Howell, Jet Cleary on deck for the only Aggie hit of the game. Cleary a little blooper into right field. They got down. Here's Judson Howell to the plate. He walked his first time up on five pitches. Takes a called strike to start this AB, does Judson. One skips to the backstop. Swinging at a high fastball. Probably looked good, but man, that's the one that can really get you. What do you think that's coming in there as? That one.
I'd say 86, 87.
1-2. Skips to the plate here, 2-2.
I think Briarwood's coach just had enough, and he stayed over here in our dugout. He's just over there talking to our players.
Nice guy pregame. Yeah. That we were getting the lineups. I mean,
seems like a good
not guy. Really much you can
coach up.
That's not nothing. And this one's in foul territory, but playable as the Aggies go down in order. Top of the fifth we go, 9-0 Lions. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve.
From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Got Aho at the plate. Remember, he sped up run for the pitcher earlier in this game, if I'm mistaken. 2-0 count to him from Castleberry as we start the fifth as he gets a hard hit ground ball in between third and short into left for a leadoff base knock.
Now batting number 27, Aho.
Excuse me, this is Aho. My apologies. Tom set me up to fail there. Who's that over at first? Lee over at first. Well, Tom was in such a hurry to get that name, yeah. I thought he was at the plate. As that one's in the same spot, into left again, back-to-back singles to start the inning.
Now batting number 12.
He's got a good crew up here.
Yeah.
Get to hang out with the CFO, the principal, and we saw the athletic director a few minutes ago.
She's getting graced tonight.
Time called at the plate. This is a Jamison Barnes, the two-hole hitter. So I guess an Aho went into center or maybe a turn and burn for that's normally Hartsfield. 1-0 from Corbett. That one is hit high in the air to left. Ballard on the run. It's a playable ball. As Ballard was able to make the catch for the out. A lot of hustle from the freshman in left today. He's made a few solid catches on the run.
Yeah, great play all the way to the fence. Went out of our eyesight, but definitely all the way to the fence on that one because our eyesight kind of ends at the warning track. So he had to go all the way. All the full distance there, Jeremy.
It's a long run. Called strike. This is Michael 11. Matterson. 0-1, grounded right side, fielded by Reynolds. The throw to second, got away, and the run will score. 10-0, Briarwood. Put runners on the corners with one out.
Now batting number 15, Parker.
Fourth error of the game for the Aggies. 10 runs on 8 hits for the Lions. There's the throw over to first, not in time. I was just so glad to get this new scoreboard just to have the hits and errors column. Really make our life easy.
Yeah.
Al Ashton really doesn't have to keep a book.
I don't have to do much, man. I'm just here.
That was one of his demands to come back and broadcast games with us. He wasn't coming back till there was a new scoreboard, and they got one out there and left.
I had to wait. Put my foot down.
Yeah, one in the first, five in the second, three in the third, now one in the fifth for Briarwood. And a 2-1 count.
Castleberry calling timeout to talk to his catcher, maybe some mix up on some signage or something. Like they got that resolved pretty quick.
2-1 count here, one out.
2-1. Called strike two. I saw the camera got a little blurry. That sun gets in that lens, and it's about lens level. Sometimes it picks up that glare like it's supposed to focus on it.
Got number 15 hitting for J.H. Baker right here.
Got Hudson Parker. Briarwood with a 10-0 lead. Now 3-2.
Ooh, about caught him leaning.
Three balls, two strikes, just one out.
Middle infield playing double play depth. Corners up a little bit, looking for that ground ball.
That one's to the backstop. Runner at third will hold. Runner at first will move up. Well, that was ball four.
Now batting number six, Wood.
Base is full. Adam Wood to the plate. And they've sent about 17, 18 different guys to the plate through this game. 0-1, deep into the bench. A little outside. 1-1 count with one out. Bases are loaded for Briarwood. That one almost hit him. 2-1 with one out.
Yeah, 14 different batters so far.
That one is ripped to O'Neill at third. Caught out of the air. It'll hold the runners.
Now batting number 17, Yates.
Good situational awareness. DeMarcion to snap back around to make sure he can't get a double up on the bags. But now we got two down, so make a play anywhere here.
A 1-0 count to Emerson Yates. Now 2-0. Kick and fire, Will Corbett, hard hit ground ball foul on a 2-0 count. Flips it to 2-1. Well, Briarwood leads it 10-0 here in the fifth inning. One bounces to the plate, three balls and a strike with the bases full and two outs. Three, one, fouled back. Runners will be moving. 3-2. It's ball four. 11-0 Lions with the lead. Not mistaken, that is the ninth walk of the game. It's 8 or 9 for.
That is. Yeah. That was the ninth, yes.
Now batting number 18, Cunningham.
Here's the 15th batter. Different batter of the game, Wes Cunningham. Well, the base is full. Rolls over on one towards Debo, foul at third. We'll get a 4:30 start tomorrow. We'll be on the air about 4:25 to get you set for Sylacauga and Milan, Tennessee. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Looks like he took the pitcher spot. If he's not a turn and burn, looks like we'll have another pitcher.
This one's driven in the air, but right to high one, that'll do it. 11-0 Briarwood. We'll go bottom five. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 11-0 Briarwood. Jet Clary trying to go 2-for-2. Yanks one into center, but it hangs up for out number one. And we get a number on the new pitcher in the game for Briarwood. It's going to be number one, Colin Lusk. So Briarwood trying to get a run rule shutout here. And here's Jackson Ballard to come into the game. One out here in the fifth inning. That one's upstairs. Lusk, it looks like a strong fastball. Two quality hit balls by Jet Cleary. This one, he'll finish the day 1-for-2. As Ballard, ground ball over to first. Tough hop, gets into right. That one stayed fair. A runner on first base for Connor Tamplin.
Now batting right fielder, number 00, Connor Tamplin.
11-0 Briarwood, Tamplin to the plate. Tamplin takes a first pitch strike. 0-1 with one out. Swing and a miss, but it gets to the backstop. The Ballard moving up. There's two errors in the game for Briarwood. Sylacauga with just the one hit in the game. little outside. 2-2. If I'm not mistaken, there's not going to be I think the doubleheader for Briar with this game, for this series rather, is on Friday. Need to double check the schedule. Yeah, Briarwood Friday at 4:30. So get a off day after we play tomorrow. Two strikes on Tampling to the top of the order. J.D. Tyler behind him. That one skips to the plate. Ballard moving up to third. Two-two pitch, chopped foul. Nine-hole hitter Tampling at the plate, giving a lot of effort in right field today. Goes down swinging here. Now two outs. Top of the order, J.D. Tyler. Coming to the plate. Trying to keep the game alive for Sylacauga here in the bottom of the fifth inning. J.D. pops it up to the pitcher. That'll do it. Briarwood wins this one 11-0 in five innings, and we will see you tomorrow as the Aggies face Milan, Tennessee. Our coverage will start at 4:25 with first pitch scheduled for 4:30 from Jeremy Law and Ashton Fowler. That'll do it here tonight on the Aggie Sports Network. We'll see you tomorrow as Sylacauga hosts Milan, Tennessee. This has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.